here on Canale Field. Dominican takes on the Urban Knights from San Francisco, the Academy of Art University, in the last game against Academy of Art just last week. Dominican went up against Academy of Art and actually took home the overtime victory. McKenna Kimball was the one to put in the final goal and beat Academy of Art 3-2. They will be looking for revenge, but Dominican will be looking to keep that lead over Academy of Art. Right now, the Urban Knights stand at 2-6-1 overall. That's two wins, six losses, and one tie. Well, Dominican stands at 4-4-2 overall. Both teams, though, 1-2-1 in conference play. So a key match. Looks to be a very, very close game today. And it is a very beautiful day. A few clouds in the sky. Perfect weather. Julia, how you doing today?
Good, thank you. I'm excited about the game.
Yes, I am too, and we will get into those starting lineups because we are all so excited about that game. First, for the Urban Knights, starting at keeper, junior, standing at 6 foot, all the way from Alberta, Canada, Rachel Rempe. Number two, Hannah Aronson, the sophomore from Sweden. Number three, Beth Barker, the senior from Santa Clarita, California. Number six, Lou Fillingham, the junior from England. Number seven, Jasmine Leonhardt, the graduate student from Germany.
Yeah.
Number eight, Hannah Emmett, the senior from Nova Scotia. Number 11, Julie Klant, the sophomore from Germany. Another one for you, Julia. Number 13, Giovanni Platter, the sophomore from Seattle. Number 14, Brooke Stewart, the sophomore from Klamath Falls, Oregon. Number 20, Sophie Meneses, the junior from Riverside, California. And number 23, Maddie Shelton, the freshman from Highlands Ranch, Colorado. Now, for the Lady Penguins, as always, starting at keeper, number zero, Megs Herring, the senior from Santa Rosa. Number five, McKenna Kimball, the junior from Salt Lake City. She's scored in actually the last couple games for the Penguins. See if she can keep that up. Number six, Carrie Fryer, the senior from Windsor, California. Number eight, Stephanie Owens, the sophomore from San Jose, California. Number 11, Kendra Korsberg, junior from Santa Rosa. Number 12, Megan Hansen, the junior from Rockland, California. Number 22, Kelsey DiCarlo, sophomore from Roseville, California. Number 23, Kayla Wakita from Concord, California. Number 24, Jill Thomas from Portland, Oregon. Number 26, Stephanie Powick, freshman from Tracy, California. And number 27, Caitlin Baptista, the senior from Galt, California. So a bit of a California mix for the Penguins, but you could say a little different for the Urban Knights, a little bit of an international flair from them.
Yeah, and also the two German players are in the starting lineup. That should mean something.
Do you think the Germans are going to be the ones to really stand out for the Urban Knights today, Julia?
Well, we'll see. I hope. I don't hope for the Penguins, of course, but yeah, it's going to be interesting to see if they really stand out in this team.
Again, that's Jasmine Leonhardt and Julie Klant, both from Germany. And like I said, girls from Sweden, England. It's a different style of play internationally, actually. It usually is actually a bit more finesse, a bit more tactical, plays on the ground. They really try to keep possession and play with the ball at their feet. However, the American style is a bit more brute force, a bit more actually speedy, and that is shown with this Lady Penguin team as well, especially with a few new starters. Jill Thomas, Kayla Wakita, they don't necessarily have the tactical play that many international players do. However, they do have the toughness, the speed, and really the tenacity that international players sometimes do not. It is really going to be something to see how Jill Thomas and Stephanie Owens, starters today that usually might come off the bench, see how they come out, especially within the first 5 minutes. Julia, what can you look from the what can you see from the Penguins in these first 5 minutes of the game?
I hope it's going to be that much speed and, yeah, offensive play like they showed in the last game, which also led to the first goal in this last game. And, yeah, I think it will be good to see how they, yeah, how they go on with this.
Definitely some aggressive play being looked for early on from the Penguins. Everybody is getting ready for this game again. Both teams right now at 1-2-1 with 4 points in conference. So it will be a very, very close game. To recap the last game that the Lady Penguins played, they went up against the Holy Names Hawks here at home. It's actually a bit of a home stretch Dominican is on right now. And they beat them 2-0. Penguins have the momentum right now going into this game after that 2-0 win with both McKenna Kimball and Jessica Hinskin getting in on the goal. And that was Jessica Hinskin's first collegiate goal of her career. Very exciting time. We had her on for an interview, actually, after the game, right before the men's game, before the last game against Holy Names. And you can check that out. Check that interview out on radio.dominican.edu. Right on that right side of the page, it will have all of the podcasts for each game that Julia and I call. So you can go on there. Usually about 24 hours after the broadcast, it will be put up. So anytime you miss the original broadcast, you can go on radio.dominican.edu and still hear my voice, voice of DU Soccer. Both teams out on the field, 45 minutes put on the clock, and we have a clock today, Julia.
We have a scoreboard today. That's such a relief.
A scoreboard will definitely help both of us out greatly. It'll help out the players, too. The whistle is on. Owens actually starting at right back today for the Penguins. It'll be Owens on the right, Powick on the left, with Hansen and Korsberg in the middle, as always. Jill Thomas will start up top. DiCarlo and Baptista will be the ones in the middle, with Wakita on the left, Kimball in the middle, Thomas more in a right position. Jill Thomas chases the ball, and it'll be in the middle of the field. Now Wakita on the offensive side. Thomas with the one touch, left footer in the air. Kimball chasing in the corner. Defended by Leonhardt. She goes down the line, gets by her defender, now cuts back to her right foot. Has the cross. It's a very good cross to Thomas. High in the air. Wakita gets ahead on it, and it's a goal! Immediately, within the first minute, the Penguins get a goal. Huge for them. And this game starts out right away, 1-0. What a goal by the Penguins. McKenna Kimball chased, got by her defender, was able to put in the perfect cross off of Thomas's head. And this game starts 1-0 from Kayla Wakita's goal. Excellent stuff from the Penguins.
And that was quite that what I was hoping for, that they simply finish one of their chances right in the first minutes, to simply get that relief and get that motivation, like in the last game.
In these past games, the Penguins have definitely had chances within those first few minutes. They always are just so close, though. They're always just so right there, ready to score. This time against these Urban Knights, they get the hugely important first goal. Now Urban Knights on the left, and you can see that these Penguins are pumped up from that goal. Hansen's throw on the right. They are talking more. They are excited. They are lively, even on the bench. They are ready for this game. Owens up in the air to Wakita. Headed away by Leonhardt. Into the middle of the field. Over Fryer. Urban Knights have a bit of a counterattack. It'll be number 3, Beth Barker. In the middle of the field, she plays right to Leonhardt. Defended by Powick. Powick takes the ball. Has Kimball on the other side. Powick looking up. Goes line now, gets by her defender. Still on her left foot. Maddie Shelton is chasing. The cross is in. It's to the middle of the field. He gets to Kimball, but it's cleared away. Now number 14, Brooke Stewart. Looks to go at Owens. Plays it back to Clant. Clant going at Fryer in the middle of the field. She plays it over to the right to Emmett. All the way over to Leonhardt on the right side now. Defended by Wakita. Over to number 13, Giovanni Platter. And cleared away by DiCarlo. DiCarlo doing a good job of getting back defensively. It'll be out of bounds. Urban Knights throw on the right side. 1-0 early in this game. Just 3 minutes in now. The wind is a bit of a factor, actually. It's more going towards the Dominican goal right now. So Dominican is going against the wind at the time. And Korsberg's clearance goes right off the face of one of the Urban Knights players. She goes down. Doesn't seem to be too shaken up on the play, but it seems as though she might actually need a sub. Korsberg is known for her cannon of a leg. Didn't put it all into that clearance, but anything off the foot of Korsberg is dangerous, especially for someone that was right next to the play. The Urban Knights player, it actually looks to be Beth Barker down on the play, checking her face, seeing if everything's all still there. Now, Julia, what can the Penguins do to really put the pressure on and put this game out of hand early on?
Yeah, I think they simply should keep up with their huge speed and also continue attacking that early like they did in the last game, so that the opposing team doesn't really have a chance to get in the near of the goal.
You can see the communication working so well for the Penguins, can't you? Early on, it has been just excellent from the Penguins so far. In these 3 minutes, it's really been all Dominican so far. Haven't lost too much possession. Pauk plays it back. Korsberg into the middle. Aron's in. Now to Pauk on the left. Pauk over the top. And taken by the Urban Knights on the right side now. Leon Hart. Leon Hart plays it back. Shelton. Back to Leon Hart. Almost taken by Fryer, but turned around by Klant. Klant now looking towards the middle. They look to switch it over to the left through Emmett. Emmett loses the ball. Jill Thomas does a good job of getting back to chase. Owens going down that right sideline. DiCarlo has the player. She plays over the top. It gets to Kimball. Kimball on the right corner now. Looking to go at her defender, Meneses. And it looks like it goes off of Meneses and will be out for a corner kick. 41 minutes left in this half, and Dominican earns the first corner kick of the day. Stephanie Pauk will be the one to run all the way across from her position to take it from the right side. Pauk, such a tactician out there. Always keeps the ball at her feet and always seems to just play the perfect ball in the air. It's to the far post, and no Penguins are there at the far post. Owens will have to chase. She does and actually kicks it away. We'll go out for a corner, a throw-in. It hits off the corner flag, out for a throw-in, in fact. Seems as though Beth Barker has come off the field now and does have a bloody nose from the clearance off of Korsberg. We'll hope that she's okay. In the corner for the Urban Knights, they try to play it out. Is it out of bounds? They look, actually, they is out of bounds. Pauk's throw on the left side in the offensive half now. Plays it into Baptista off Urban Knights' foot, and they've cleared it out. But it goes right off of another Urban Knights' foot, and Fryer will have it. Now to Emmett. Over on the left for Meneses. She plays it behind her. Aronson on the left to Stewart. Stewart plays it down the line behind Hansen. And Milano was offsides. Milano, the one to come into the game for Beth Barker. Bit of a delayed sub there for the Urban Knights, but they finally got Milano out there. She's a freshman from Colombia, Bogota, Colombia.
Another international athlete here on the field.
Even more international flair from the Urban Knights. And I guess that's just a kind of microcosm of the city that they're from. They are from San Francisco. That is what happens in the city. Aronson, defended well by Thomas. Finally cleared out from the Urbanites. Milano's on the chase with Hansen right in front of her. Goes over Hansen. Hansen has to chase. Korsberg behind her. Milano still with the ball. Over to the left to Stewart. Stewart plays behind her. Meneses will have the cross, early cross, all the way into the box. Herring comes out and grabs it, though. Quick throw to Powick. Powick dribbling on the left side, all the way to the half mark. Down the line, good tackle by the Urban Knights, and they take it away from Powick. Korsberg, good aggression, stepping way up to the half mark, takes the ball. Powick plays it into Thomas. And Thomas loses the ball. Leon Hart on the right side, looking to switch the field. Plays it back to her center back, Shelton. All the way back to her keeper. Good pressure by Kimball, and the keeper can do nothing but clear it all the way directly to her right. Urban Knights still have the ball, though. Shelton finally clears it. Good pressure by Dominican. Fryer, now Powick, almost gets to Akita. Over to Leon Hart. On the right side, Powick. And it took a weird bounce off the ground with the spin of the ball and hit Powick's hand. It'll be a handball. Urban Knights free kick from behind the half line mark. Shelton's free kick. Shelton, the freshman from Colorado. Wakita in the middle of the field. Has Kimball and has Thomas. Now DiCarlo on the right. Can DiCarlo get there before the defender Meneses? She does. Plays it down the line into the box for Kimball. Kimball has the one-touch cross. It's a very good one. Over to Thomas. The turnaround shot defended by Urban Knights well. Now DiCarlo, not a very good touch of it, and it goes off of her foot for a throw-in out of bounds. Urban Knights throw on the right side near their corner. Good connections there in the box from Dominican.
They also really have a lot of good crosses lately. That really shows the teamwork of the team right now.
They really do know where their forwards are going to be off those crosses. Already getting a goal from crossing the ball, playing outside in instead of inside out as they are so willing to do. It's so important to play outside in, especially with these attackers and these minds for goals. Kimball, Wakita, Thomas, they really do have the mind for the goal. And if you just put the ball in there, they will go and get it. As seen by that goal by Wakita, the keeper, Rempe, was coming out, just could not come out in time. Wakita was the aggressor on the play, and she got her head to it before the keeper could get a hand. 1-0 now with about 36 minutes left in the half. Dominican's throw from the left side in their attacking half. It's into Kimball in the corner. Kimball tries to turn line. It is out of bounds for the goal kick. She almost got the left-footed cross off with not a lot of space to work with on that touchline. It'll be a goal kick for the keeper, Rachel Rempe. In the middle so far, DiCarlo has made a name for herself. She's really been all over the floor. Off of Baptista's head. In behind her, now Milano looking right. And stolen by Powick. Powick tries to play it down the line on the left. In the middle, defended by Powick. And finally cleared by Korsberg. Now throw in on that left side. Behind Thomas. Finally defended by the Urban Knights and taken on the right side. The Urban Knights still have the ball. Giovanni Platter trying to keep the ball and she actually plays it forward. Finally. And it'll be Urban Knights' throw from the right side after the deflection off of the Dominican foot. Urban Knights throw it in. They get to Stewart off of Wakita. Back to Leonard. Kimball tries to leave it off to Baptista. It's cleared away by the Urban Knights, but not before Korsberg can get ahead of it right back into the offensive half for Dominican. Taken back by Aronson. And it's cleared away by Aronson and out of bounds. Stephanie Powick's throw on the left. So far, it's been mostly on that left side, really. That's how Dominican actually got the goal, from a Kimball cross into the middle from the left side and off of Thomas's head and then off of Wakita's head. But it started from that left side, and that is a testament to the players on that left side right now, both Powick and Wakita so far having a very, very good game. Still 1-0, 33 minutes left in the half. Off of Urban Knight's head, off the goal kick, throw in for Powick. Today, the Dominican is wearing their vertical striped jerseys. They really do look good, don't they?
Yeah, it's really a cool jersey, I think.
I'm a little jealous, I'll be honest, of those jerseys. Defended by Powick. Korsberg steps up off the throw. Out of bounds off of Urban Knights. Powick's throw on the left side. She throws it in behind Kimball, but Kimball's able to keep the ball. Tries to play it to Thomas, unable to. Gets to Fryer in the middle. She plays away over the top. Kimball will chase with Thomas as the help. Wakita's got to do a better job of helping as well, though. Taken by the Urban Knights. Now Fryer to DiCarlo. Good steal by Dominican. Thomas has to go line. Got turned around a little bit. Defended by the Urban Knights. It's off of their foot. Manessis kicks it out of bounds. Thomas' throw. It gets to Manessis. Now Thomas will defend to Baptista. Baptista plays it backwards to Owens. Owens plays it in. Only Wakita there. Headed away by Leonard. Now on the right side. Here comes Giovanni Platter. She tries to play it down the line to Milana, but Korsberg is right there. Now Akita. Down the line to Kimball. Defended well by Aronson. Ball is a bit too far in front of her. She plays it back to her keeper. Clearance into the middle of the field. Defended by Korsberg. Milana with a few hands on Korsberg. Hansen actually plays it right to the Urban Knights player, but Urban Knights cannot keep control of it. Gets all the way back to Owens in the corner, who plays it back to Herring, who is able to get to the middle of the field. Now off Thomas's head to Kimball with a man on her back. Back to the Urban Knights. On the left side now. Defended well by Owens, off of her head for a throw-in. Manessas takes the quick throw into Milano. And it's passed out and almost taken by Wakita for the heavy counterattack, but Urban Knights keep the ball. Over to Leonard on the right side now. Hansen clears away off of her left foot. Off Wakita's head. Good flick of the ball, but Kimball cannot get over in time. Now Hansen will have another header. In the high in the air. Good head by Urban Knights. Here comes Lou Fillingham. Keeps the ball. Finally plays it backwards to Manessas. Over down the left sideline to Stewart. Stewart looks to go at Owens. Cuts it back. Early cross into Milano. Milano plays it backwards to Fillingham. Plays to Emmett. And taken by Dominican. Wakita looking for the counter. Kimball's going down the left sideline. Plays her. Defended by Shelton. Shelton tries to play it out of bounds, but Kimball gets to it first. Now to Powick. Powick and Kimball try to play a little bit of a 1-2, but Powick's ball is too far over the top. Out of bounds for the goal kick. It'll be a goal kick for the Urban Knights as a couple substitutions come on. A bit of a rare early substitution from Coach Tara Koleski. Out comes Carrie Fryer, out comes Kayla Wakita. In comes Catherine Ripple, in comes Lauren Golnick. So Ripple will be playing in the middle of the field, more in a defensive position, kind of as a defensive center mid with DiCarlo and Baptista in front of her, while Golnick will take Wakita's spot on the left side attacking for the Lady Penguins. Aronson on the left side has to clear it. Back to Aronson. Finally gets a good clearance. Hansen off of Milano's chest, did they say, off of Milano's hands. It did seem like she got her hands a bit too raised on the play, and it did knock off of them. Hansen plays it over to Korsberg on the quick kick. Off of Baptista's head. Still in the middle of the field, just kind of back and forth, really. Finally played back to the keeper, who has a big clearance. Gets to Korsberg. Korsberg a bit of a push in the head, push in the back, no foul, though. It's now Urban Knight's ball on the left side. Emmett looking to go with speed. Plays it to the middle, cleared away by Hansen. Hansen covering well. Now Thomas cannot get a good control and has to play it out of bounds. Manessis' throw. Now Manessis into the middle. Milano looking for a player. Soft pass, but it gets to the Urban Knights forward. Now Brooke Stewart will have to chase until it goes out of bounds, out for the goal kick.
Not that many good situations in the last few minutes. When we look at the scoreboard, we only have one shot more for Dominican right now. So, yeah, quite a bit centered around the center circle right now, this game.
Do you think they need to play a bit wider?
Well, there were a lot of more, long-distance shots in the last few minutes, and they are simply not that accurate. Maybe they should really... continue with those short passes and one-touch passes that they did before.
Now, what do you think the Urban Knights can do to better get back into this game? Because it seems like it's mostly Dominican right now.
Yeah, they simply have to get more into the direction of the goal. It's simply the...
Just go forward, basically. They're not going forward much.
Yeah, they don't go beyond the center circle on their... side, really, so they really have to push forward in this game.
Powick's throw now offensively on the left side. She plays it into Kimball. Looking forward. Cuts to her left foot. Left-footed cross. It's a good one into Golnick. Cleared away by the Urban Knights, but cleared backwards. Will go out for the corner kick. It's saved from the corner kick. Now out for the throw-in. Powick's throw on the left again. About 26 minutes left in the half. Still 1-0 off that header goal from Kayla Wakita. Wakita getting on the board with her goals even more recently. All the way back to Herring. Now to Korsberg. To Hansen. Good two-touch play so far from Dominican. Beautiful ball over to Owens. Owens had a bit of space in front of her. Instead plays the early cross. Kimball tries to go near post but cannot. Rempe's ball. Her drop kick is behind Owens. Hansen has to chase. Hansen looks back to her keeper, Herring. Herring on her right foot. Plays it over the top of Milano. Almost hits near the broadcast booth. It'll be a throw in on the right side, about at the midway point for Dominican. Owens' throw. Under 25 minutes left now in this half. Now it'll be, it looks like a throw in they're calling. So far, what do you think of the referee so far, Julia?
Well, he didn't have to intervene in so many situations right now. And what we have also to add is that Dominican wasn't that much in, they didn't have to call so much that they...
Now entering the game for the Penguins. Number 10, Jessica.
Not necessarily as much aggression.
Yeah, it wasn't that aggressive play. So far, so maybe that's going to change when it's getting later, but let's hope not.
let's hope not. These girls' games tend to get a bit chippy near the end. Hopefully we can avoid that, though. We'll see if the referee can keep control throughout the game. He's been doing a good job so far, though. Neither team can really complain too much. Now in the right corner, Lauren Golnick will have to chase, cleared away by Urban Knights. Out for the throw-in now. The throw-in will be on the right side. Deep in the attacking half for Dominican. Tomorrow, you can catch the volleyball broadcast versus Chaminade. Volleyball will be a home going against Chaminade, and that will be at 6 p.m. And of course, you can catch the broadcast on radio.dominican.edu. You can also catch things like our wonderful shows, such as Julia's show, Jules on the Field, every Wednesday 6 to 7?
Exactly.
Wednesday 6 to 7. Now, Julia, can you tell us a little bit about how your show went last Wednesday?
Well, I was quite satisfied, and I wasn't that nervous as I would have expected. But, well, you can't judge yourself in the right way when you didn't listen to it yourself. But, I think concerning the effect that I wasn't able to have a guest in my first show, which is part of my show, I kind of think I figured out a good way around that. But I will have a guest in the next show, so that's going to be interesting.
It'll help a little bit, won't it?
Yeah, that's true.
Well, I'm glad your show went very well.
I hope so.
You'll have to listen to it yourself.
Yeah,
it's always tough to listen
I
to yourself.
I have to. Yeah, but I'm used to it.
You just have to do it. Now, under 22 minutes left, it'll be a goal kick, couple substitutions for each team. Beth Barker looks to be okay from that bloody nose coming onto the field for the Urban Knights, and Jessica Ramirez, the one coming into the game for Dominican. Right now, Academy of Art still yet to get a shot off, even a shot on goal, while Dominican has four on the day. Substitution now for both teams, actually. Jill Thomas coming off. Jessica Hinskin going on to
into the game field. For the Urban Knights, number 18.
And Kiyomi in comes Mitsuda. Kiyomi Matsuda, the freshman from Torrance, California, for the Urban Knights. Kenna Kimball kicks it off of the Urban Knights. It will be a Stephanie Owens throw-in on the right side in the attacking half. Hinskin down the line, Ramirez in the middle. It seems like the assistant referee has called something. Is he calling a foul on the ground? It seems that way. Dominican will have the free kick, actually, from the foul on the right side. Near the corner kick, it will be Jessica Hinskin with the kick. Dominican gets their ladies into the box. It's a short free kick. Not good enough from Hinskin. Hanson will put it back in. Not good enough from Hanson either, and Korsberg will be the one to have to chase the clearance from the Urban Knights. Korsberg puts it right back in. It goes off the hand of the Urban Knights player, Kiyomi Matsuda. Matsuda actually put her hands up a little bit and hit the clearance. Korsberg plays it down the line to Hinskin. Can Hinskin keep it in? She actually plays it off of Meneses. Throw in on the right side for Dominican. Under 20 minutes left in the half now. Still 1-0. Kayla Akita's goal, the deciding factor so far. Down the line to McKenna Kimball. Did she kick it off the defender? She did not. It will be a goal kick. Now a substitution for the Urban Knights, and Urban Knights seem to be substituting a lot, actually. Taylor Powers and Marley Sutter, the ones coming in for the Urban Knights. Now, Julia, what can you make of the frequent substitutions from the Urban Knights?
Well, maybe that they simply want to get fresh ideas and fresh players into the game. Because they didn't seem to have quite a clue how to get more in the vicinity of the goal. So maybe that helps, but it didn't in the last minute, so we'll see.
It's been mostly Dominican so far, actually, in these past 5 minutes. They've really kept control of the ball well in their attacking half. Lauren beats her man down the line. Not enough, though. Just kicked it out of bounds. It'll be out of bounds for a throw-in on the right side. I heard one of my favorite slogans, actually, one of my favorite sports slogans is, you don't sub to rest your starters. You sub to change the pace of the game. Now, that was actually from a basketball coach, but it really does have to do with soccer, any team sport, actually. You want to put these players into the game to really change the pace. Jessica Ramirez, she's one to change the pace of the game. You put Lauren Golnick in there, she will change the pace. She will change the way the game is played in the attacking half for Dominican.
And Kimball. I also think that because of the huge roster that Dominican has, they simply have a lot of players that want to make use of their chances and opportunities.
Marley Sutter trying to go right at Stephanie Owens, and Stephanie Owens with a very good tackle and another good tackle. Stephanie Owens playing well, especially with the help of Jessica Hinskin getting back. Hansen steals it off the throw-in. Kimball getting back, taken by Aronson. On the right side now to Jasmine Leonard. She dribbles all the way down the right sideline, almost taken by Powick. It gets into the Urban Knights, though. Desperate slide from the outside of the box from Korsberg, but it works. Now Kimball keeps the ball, doing a very good job, even though she was double-teamed, to keep the ball. Golnick looking backwards, plays Powick. Powick looking forward in the air to Ramirez. It's past Ramirez, though. Leonard almost taken by Golnick. It's off of Golnick's foot for the throw-in. Urban Knights on the right side in their defensive half. Under 17 minutes left in the half now. Still 1-0. Four shots still from Dominican. Haven't seen a shot in a while, but the Urban Knights haven't either. They still have zero. That is just a testament to this hard-nosed Dominican defense. It's in the middle of the floor now. Owens dribbling. Down the line, it's a pretty good ball to Hinskin. Rempe will have to come out. Hinskin is not able to get it, is shielded away by Aronson. Now Meneses, looking left. Tries to play to her down the line option, but it's taken by Owens. And it plays off the Urban Knights player, out of bounds for the throw-in. Owens is throwing on the right side. She really earned that throw-in with all of her effort. To Hinskin. Hinskin down the line to Golnick. Golnick is there in the box, on the outside of the box now. Turns around, left-footed cross into an open Baptista. Baptista has to turn around, tries to get the turnaround left-foot shot, but the defender is there and blocks it out of bounds. Baptista has to have a little bit more urgency there. She has the speed, but not necessarily the quickness to make that goal. Now, speed and quickness might sound like the same thing, but they actually are not. You could really associate quickness with more acceleration. Acceleration is really how that first step looks. First step is so important in soccer, especially when trying to beat your defender. But speed is more of really just getting going. How long does it take you to get going, and how fast can you go when you do get going? Baptista has the speed that really no other girls on the field have, but doesn't necessarily have that same quickness. Quickness would really be attributed more to players, I'd say, like Stephanie Powick has a lot of quickness. Even Jessica Ramirez, she really does get going in a hurry. Doesn't get to Hinskin. Now Ripple, off the head, going to cast a chase. Leonard with her back to everyone, plays it back to Rempe. Rempe will have the clearance off of Ramirez's head. Now to Jessica Hinskin, with a good shield of the body. Hinskin going down the line, defended by Meneses. Has a cross, Golnick with a shot, and it's wide. Golnick came all the way across the goal. Very good run, and had the right-footed shot just wide from the near post.
And that's what I said earlier. When they're doing these crosses, it's getting really dangerous for the opposing team. So that's really kind of their strength right now.
What do you think Lauren Golnick specifically can do to really change this game for Dominican?
I think she simply is one of those players who are on the right spot in the right moment when there is just such a cross like we saw some seconds ago. And she's the one to finish also. So I think that might be quite good for the team.
She is a clinical finisher, as these Lady Penguins know, and as a lot of her opponents know as well, known to score the goal from time to time. Now Ramirez in the middle of the field. Tries to play it over to the left. Kimball will have to chase. Kimball actually gets to it. It's on her left foot in the corner. Cuts it back to her right. Looking toward the middle. Plays a guarded Powick. Powick has to shield it, her defender off. Now plays it all the way back to Korsberg. Off the left foot of Korsberg. Behind Golnick. In a dangerous area, Golnick is offsides. I actually talked to Lauren Golnick after her last game. I asked her, are you a right footer? Are you a left footer? I have no idea, because I've seen her finish very, very well with both. And she said she has no idea really either. She can kick harder with her right foot, but she feels sometimes she's actually more accurate with her left. And some of her best goals have come with her left foot. She scored even some 40-yarders with that left foot, and she's not technically left-footed. So Golnick, using her powers with both feet to her advantage throughout the season, and that is such an advantage to have, especially as an attacker. Now Beth Parker plays it all the way to the right side to Leonard. Streaking forward. On the right now to Aronson. Gets into the box, has a shot, saved by Herring. Herring comes all the way out. Hansen couldn't cover over fast enough, so Herring had to come off of her line. And with the sliding save, she makes her mark on the game. The throw-in is into the middle. Still Urban Knights ball. Beth Parker tries to have a shot, but it's blocked by Hansen. Now out to Manessis. Guarded by Ramirez. She plays it down the line to Marley Sutter, but it's out of bounds, too far. It'll be a throw-in on the right side, deep in their defensive half for Dominican. They have to bring their attackers all the way back to try to keep possession. And we've seen Dominican do very well to not necessarily go forward at all costs, but even dribble backwards to keep possession, haven't we, Julia?
Yeah, and they kind of shield their opponent simply from the goal. They keep them at a distance to the goal, and that's what they're doing pretty good today.
Golnick with a defender on her. Tries to go to her left foot. Might have a shot. It's at the corner of the box now. It's into the box and defended well by Aronson. Headed by Powick to Baptista. Baptista plays it backwards to Ramirez. Ramirez tries to play it to Golnick. Golnick isn't in position, though. It's cleared away by Urban Knights. Very good touch by Powick. It's over to Hinskin. Hinskin on sides. Might have an opportunity. It's at the corner of the box now. Has to turn around. Tries to kick it off of her defender. Did she get the corner kick? She did not. It's called a goal kick. Hinskin can't believe it, but that is the call that the assistant referee made. It'll be Rempe's goal kick. Good play right there by Powick to get the ball right back in the middle. Both her and Korsberg trying to send that ball to the front. Over, the goal kick is over to the right side. Powick taken by Beth Barker. Beth Barker going up that right sideline now. Plays in the middle, stolen by Hansen. Hansen read the play all the way. And folks, I'd love to remind everybody that today's broadcast is brought to you by the Communications and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California, where our personal head coach, our advisor, is Brad Van Alstine. Love to just thank Brad for everything he does on a daily basis at any chance we can. And our faculty advisor for the radio program being Stuart Horn. The athletics director here at Dominican is Brandon Limebach, and the producer of today's broadcast, Laura Button. I'm Jordan Smith. And of course, always joined with me by Julia, my wonderful color commentary sidekick.
Thank you. I feel honored.
Just nothing but good things to say about your color commentary. And this is NCAA Division II Soccer, brought to you by radio.dominican.edu. Kimball with the chase. It's over the top. Kimball with an opportunity. She has a shot. It's a goal. The ball was played over the top by Golna. Kimball beat her defender, literally just ran right around the defender, and McKenna Kimball puts Dominican on the board again. That is a goal 2-0, Dominican.
And it's simply so important that they did this second goal in the first half already, because it's always getting dangerous when you have only one goal in favor of you, and the opposing team is kind of on your chase. But that was very important, especially compared to the last game against Academy of Arts, which went into overtime.
Absolutely. Dominican kept scoring, but kept getting equalized by Academy of Art in their last game. They ended up winning 3-2, but already scoring two goals in this game. Credited to McKenna Kimball and Kayla Wakita on that play. McKenna Kimball literally just ran right around her defender. It was a beautiful through ball over the top that really stopped on that turf. Let Kimball get to it. I believe the ball was played by Lauren Golnick, and just like that, with about 8.5 minutes left to go in the half, 2-0 Dominican. Dominican is really stepping up this game, Julia.
Yeah, they really do, and it's simply calming to know that they have two goals right now in favor of the opposing team.
Urban Knights throw in from the right side. Baptista gets it, but it was a foul, I believe. It looks like Pimentel was the one on the foul. Pimentel, Sarah Pimentel and Melissa Stokely, substitutions after the goal for Dominican. Now it's Golnick, Pimentel, Stokely, and Ramirez, the ones in the attack for Dominican. Still Ripple and Baptista in the middle with that usual back line holding it down so well. Six shots for Dominican now, and they have made the most of those six shots. Two goals. Off of Korsberg's head to Powick. On that left sideline defensively, Korsberg tries to get the clearance. It's off of Urban Knights. Out of bounds. Dominican's defense line so good at knowing when they can't necessarily keep possession, but when they can try to do it by kicking the ball out of bounds off of the defender, they really are experts at it. Powick defending against Taylor Powers. Powers with a very good cross into the middle off of Owens' head, and it looks like Marley Sutter went a little too hard into Owens, and it will be a foul. Right on the inside of the box, inside of Dominican's 18-yard box. Owens only stands at about 5'6", yet playing very big out there against the taller Sutter. Now Stokely on the left, cuts in the middle. Tries to play it on the right side to Ramirez, but Ramirez isn't there. Taken by Meneses. Ramirez has to chase. Taken by Owens. Good slide by Sutter. Taken by Meneses now. Down the line to number 15, Michaela Martig. She cuts middle. Defended by Ripple. Goes over to the right. She has Fillingham. Fillingham cuts back to the left. Defended by Ramirez, and Ramirez kicks it all the way back to Herring. Herring actually can pick this up because it was more of a deflection off Ramirez's foot, not a pass. Under 6 minutes left in the half now. Koleski has, despite her 2-0 lead, Koleski has been pacing back and forth for the last 3 minutes. She's not one to necessarily get comfortable with a 2-0 lead. Stokely will have to have ahead of it. It gets behind Stokely, good job. Now Pimentel. Off the head of Aronzen, over to Emmett. Taken by Owens, back to Emmett. Backwards to Meneses. She's going down the line, between Stokely's legs, over to Sutter. In the middle to Emmett. Defended by Ramirez. In the center circle now to Leonard. Off of Powick's head, back in the center circle for the Urban Knights. Leonard tries to play down the right sideline, taken by Powick, though. She plays into Golnick. stolen by Leonard again. Have to keep possession better. Korsberg finally has a high clearance. Not a lot of possession kept by either team on these last few minutes. It's mostly been a lot of kick ball.
Yeah, and you simply have to add that when the Academy of Arts has the ball and Dominican isn't that attentive in the defense, then they really speed up the game, and that's quite a little bit dangerous.
Yeah, kickball really does benefit Academy of Art right now if Dominican could just simply keep possession, play it on the ground, because they have the players necessary to play it on the ground. They will be in a better spot than the Urban Knights. 4 minutes left in the half. Ripple defending. Now Golnick plays it down the line to the speedy Pimentel. Here goes Pimentel down that left sideline. Defended by Matsuda. Left-footed cross over the head of everyone to that far post. Stokely was the only one in the middle. Now Baptista will have to chase against Manessis. Owens on defense. Taken by Sutter. Sutter tries to go at Owens. Baptista has to help now. It's over to Emmett. Emmett in the middle. On the left now to Martig. Ripple gets back for Owens. Owens still has to get back to the middle. Taken by Powick, finally cleared away. Now to Pimentel. Pimentel, not a very good header. Tried to get it to Golnick, who might have actually had an opportunity to go at the central defenders. Taken by Powick. And Powick looks like she got tripped up. She did. Tripped up by Taylor Powers over on that left side for Dominican. Korsberg, the quick free kick over the top of everyone. Pimentel will chase. Pimentel gets around her defender, takes the ball in the box, has a shot, it's off the post. Pimentel, from a wild angle, took the shot, might have actually had a better opportunity to pass to Stokely in the middle to try to have her shot, but Pimentel said, that is mine, I am taking it, and actually had quite the opportunity. It was a rifle of a shot, got behind the keeper, Rachel Rempe, but came right back and off the post. That is another shot. That is the seventh shot so far for Dominican.
And the interesting thing is that all the shots really are from the sides and not of the center today. So that's really what makes Dominican's play dangerous today.
Looks like number seven, Jasmine Leonard, down on the play, got tripped up by Golnick. There was a foul call. Definitely not card worthy, as Golnick was going for the ball just a bit late. But Leonard does seem to be shaken up on the play. That shot by Pimentel took me by such surprise. She really is an attacker at heart. So many of these attackers by Dominican could be really switched back onto defense. Stephanie Owens, a born attacker, playing right defense, playing very admirably as well. Stephanie Powick even could play attacking at will, but is back on defense, playing very well. Even Caitlin Baptista, all of last year, played as the forward target, really the last person by the defender's defense, and now has switched back to more of a defensive central mid position. It really just shows the versatility and the specialized roles that they can all play on that Penguin team.
And it simply makes the team more unpredictable too. So you have simply more options as a coach.
You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. Jordan Smith and Julia on the broadcast on Kennelly Field. Just under 2 minutes left in this first half of women's action in San Rafael, California. And right after this game, or not necessarily right after this game, but about 20 to 30 minutes after this game, the broadcast for the men will start. Men will play this same Academy of Art Urban Knights team. The men actually lost 3-1 last game against these Urban Knights, but they look to get their revenge at home today. That game will start at approximately 3:30. And it's Parents Weekend as well at Dominican. So the stands definitely filled out a bit right now, especially from the beginning of the game. All these parents coming to watch their kids play, and all those good old soccer moms just love to see their kids get in the action. Urban Knights ball in the middle now. Beth Parker looks to the left.
1 minute
tries
remaining.
To play it over to Manessis. Gets to her. Stokely on defense. Stokely defending well. Now to Owens. Owens plays it out of bounds. Urban Knights throw on that left side. Less than a minute left in the half. They throw it in quickly. Almost by Owens. Now Hansen will try to shield the ball. It is finally saved by Korsberg. Instead of a corner kick, they surrender the throw in. Urban Knights take it. 30 seconds left. Defended by Stokely. Stokely taken to the ground. No foul. Still in the middle. Now Baptista takes it. Has a bit of space in front of her. Tries to play Pimentel, but it is way too far. Simply clearing it out of the danger zone for Dominican. Behind Baptista off the drop kick. It's a quick drop kick from Rempe. Taken by Ramirez. 10 seconds left. Ramirez tries to play it behind. Almost gets behind the defenders for Pimentel. But with 5 seconds left, it looked like this half will end at the score of 2-0 in favor of Dominican. Julia, I mean, they've been doing so many things well, but what is one thing that you think Dominican has really been doing extra well so far in this first half?
I think it's simply the fact that they were very, very good in defensive matters, and they didn't get any dangerous situations in front of their goal. And they simply, as I said earlier, they simply shielded their players. And Academy of Arts wasn't really able to get in front of the goal.
Seems like those one-touch through-ball passes that they try to play over the top, Dominican tries to play over the top, are really working today. The passes from Golnick, Kimball, Ramirez, even the defenders, Korsberg and Hansen, their over-the-top balls are really on point and perfect today. And that is how Kimball really got on her runs to set up both goals. Kimball set up that first goal by making that down the line on the left sideline run and crossing it in with her right foot, actually cutting back. And then she was the one to finish off of the over-the-top ball, running right by her defender and with a clinical finish, really just perfect, to the near post right around the keeper. Keeper could do nothing about it. And that is why this half ends 2-0. We will be back in about 12-13 minutes. Julia will be back with me for the second half and that men's broadcast. Like I said, that starts at 3:30 here on Penguin Radio for Jordan Smith and Julia. We'll be back. Radio.dominican.edu. Back on Kennelly Field for second half action of this women's game. Broadcast brought to you by radio.dominican.edu and the Communications and Media Studies Department of Dominican University of California. In the second half now of this Dominican versus Academy of Art Urban Knights game, Dominican starts the second half up 2-0. Julia, these Dominican Penguins have really been playing lights out, haven't they?
Yeah, it was a lot of action in the first half, and especially those two goals, they really were important for this Dominican soccer team.
Urban Knights start with the ball. They're in the middle now. Attack defended by Fryer in the outside of the box now for the Urban Knights. Barker tries to play to the outside, but she cannot, and it's finally cleared away by Korsberg. Now Kimball keeps the ball off the double team. Still keeps the ball and is finally fouled. Good job by McKenna Kimball. She's having really one of her better days as a Penguin. Kimball last year played just about every game as a defensive center mid and actually started this year at defensive center mid as well. Yet Kolesky has pushed her to the attacking position and it has proved wonders for Dominican so far. They've been doing really well with her as an attacker. Slid away by Aronson. It goes out, though, not for the throw-in, but for the corner kick. Kimball's pressure was too much for Aronson, and in comes Powick to kick this corner from the right side. McKenna Kimball hailing from Salt Lake City, Utah. She is a junior transfer out of Utah and really has just been an excellent addition for the Penguins these past 2 years. Her contributions both defensively and this year offensively have really made their marks on just about every single game she's played. Now throw in on the left side. Powick has to run all the way over from her corner kick position to take the throw. Wakita has Powick behind her. Crosses it into the middle to Thomas. Thomas wasn't looking, though, and it's cleared away by the Urban Knights. Not a good clearance. It's off to Carlos back. Now Fryer prevents the clearance from getting too far. DiCarlo tries to play the lead ball to Powick, but Powick was not ready for it, and she will have to get back out of bounds. Urban Knights throw on the right side. Taylor Powers now playing defense. Actually was playing more in an offensive position in the first half, but has switched back to D. Taken by Matsuda. Played to Fullingham. Now Akita, looking to go middle. Defended by Fullingham. She has the shot, and it's bounced into the keeper's hand. Rempe not too worried about that shot from Wakita. Already, though, a shot within the first 5 minutes of this half, though. 40 minutes left in the game. Still 2-0 in favor of Dominican. At halftime, actually, I heard a bit of Koleski's speech to her team, and she was saying this Academy of Art team is still very, very dangerous. As they saw from their last game in San Francisco against Academy of Art, it went down to the wire, and McKenna Kimball actually almost steals the ball in the box, but it's finally taken away from the Urban Knights. In Koleski's speech, she was talking about how they just need to keep that pressure on. Every single ball needs to be attacked. Every single ball needs to have a defender on it, even two defenders, if possible, and to absolutely not let up. It is a 90-minute game, not 45 minutes. And those these last 45 will prove who is the victor of this game. Now in the middle, Michaela Martig tries to play behind Hansen. Now it's taken by Beth Barker. Barker plays to the middle, defended well by DiCarlo. Does a good job of getting back. Now to Baptista. Baptista off the left foot, not a very good clearance, but it gets to Milano. She plays it backwards to Powers. Powers has everybody in the middle. Now Akita to Kimball. Kimball, not really anybody up with her, but she gets the Meg on Maddie Shelton, and here comes McKenna Kimball. Shelton gets back, though, and ends up stealing the ball. It gets all the way back to Rempe. Rempe's kick is taken by Powick. Now to Matsuda. Matsuda plays it over to the left. In the middle of the field now. Left sideline. Beth Barker's chasing. And the chase is not worthy. It'll be a Stephanie Owens throw from the right side. Deep in the defensive half for Dominican. Under 39 minutes left in the game now. Stolen by Thomas. And it's played all the way out by Dominican. They have to get their defense line up quickly. Rempe's ball now in her own box. On her feet. Rempe plays a big ball. It's right to Carey Fryer, but Carey Fryer plays it right back to the Urban Knights. Good tackle by Powick. Milano keeps the ball. Now Platter over to Powers. Platter tries to play it over the top to Michaela Martig, but there is really no one there. Megs Herring will have no problem getting to that ball. Julia, what do you like most from Dominican's defense so far? They've been doing a lot of things right. There's only one shot so far from Academy of Art.
Well, like I said earlier, it's simply the fact that they kept the Academy of Arts players away from their own goal, and they weren't really able to have a lot of chances. It was, I think, only one shot in the first half. And that was what made the difference in the first half. But they simply have to keep it up right now and gain a little more possession over the ball.
It's been pretty back and forth possession-wise in this second half. Platter is able to get to the ball, play it down the line, but no one's there. Korsberg, left-footed clearance into Wakita, behind Wakita to Taylor Powers, defended by Carrie Fryer. Powers, on her right foot, has a shot from about 28 yards away, but it rolls to Harry. That's the third save now for Megs Herring. Powick on the left side, defender on her back. Over the top to Kimball. Kimball, defended by Taylor Powers. Goes middle. Almost gets under the legs of Maddie Shelton yet again, but this time Shelton has none of it. Keeps the ball. Powick down the sideline. Wakita almost gets it to the middle to Kimball. Cannot. It's defended well by Urban Knights. They play it on their left side now. Sophie Manessis streaking up that sideline. Finally taken by Owen. Somebody needed to step up on the ball on Manessis. Taken by DiCarlo. To Kimball. With a bit of space. Now Baptista. People in front of her. Plays Wakita. Wakita, is she able to play DiCarlo? DiCarlo needs to chase. Defended well by Manessis. It's to Thomas. On the right side now. Has the early cross. It's into the middle. Kimball a bit tripped up in the box, and she was the only one in the box for Thomas to play. It goes over her head, out of bounds for the goal kick. Kimball involved in so much of the offensive action today. It's usually really do see her play more of a defensive role, but in these past few games, Kolesky has seen her offensive potential really start to come about. On the right side now from McKenna Kimball. Yet again, McKenna Kimball getting into the action, putting the pressure on. It's actually a goal kick this time, but again, it's McKenna Kimball really making the defenders from the Urban Knights work hard. And just 10 minutes into this half now, a couple substitutions for the Penguins. Out comes Caitlin Baptista and Kayla Okita. Catherine Ripple, Lauren Golnick, the two to come into the game for the Penguins.
Into the game for the Penguins. Number three, Lauren Golnick.
Ripple will be
15,
right next
Catherine
to DiCarlo and in front of Fryer in the center mid position, while Golnick will be on the left as an attacker. Now it gets behind Korsberg. Mikayla Marchik on the chase. Marchik gets the ball behind Korsberg. Korsberg with a slide. It's out of bounds for the corner kick. Korsberg got beat with speed by Martig, the faster Martig, but Korsberg smart enough to know that a slide for a corner kick will do. Now, finally, there's a substitution on the play. Number 11, Julie Klant, the German-born midfielder, comes into the game for number 20, Sophie Manessis. Under 34 minutes left in the game. 8 shots for Dominican. 2 for Academy of Art. Punched out by Herring. Now, Maddie Shelton will have the ball. She'll kick it right back in. It's a very good ball, but Herring will punch it out yet again. And it's still on the outside of the box for the Urban Knights. In a dangerous position, finally cleared away by Hansen, but not very far. Right, sent right back in by the Urban Knights. Korsberg will actually look to shield this one. She doesn't. She actually clears it out. Now Powick. Powick will have her own clearance down that sideline. Powers into the middle. Back out to the Urban Knights, and Powick will click it, but it will be a free kick now. Looks like Carrie Fryer is getting called for two hands on the back of the play. She did put two hands on the back of Julie Klant, and it will be a free kick about 35 yards away from the goal. maybe more. Willingham. The cross to the far post, headed away by DiCarlo. Still in a dangerous area. Finally kicked away by Fryer. And chasing is Thomas. Taken by the Urban Knights. Fillingham out wide to Barker. And it is a throw-in for the Urban Knights on the left side. They look forward down the line. Barker in the middle. And finally, Martig on the right. Martig going at Hansen. Plays it backwards to Beth Barker. Barker with a very good cross. It's over the bar, off the crossbar. Did it go in? The referee says it did not. That went over Herring and off the crossbar. Looked to hit right down on the touchline. And Herring escapes one there. What a shot from Beth Barker.
That's exactly what Kolaski said in the break. It's simply getting dangerous still, even though Dominican has two goals in their advance. But yeah, they always have to remember that this Academy of Arts is a tough opposing team.
Kolaski saying that they got to put the pressure on. They did not put the necessary pressure on Barker. They have to know that she is dangerous. That shot off the crossbar looked like it was going in, honestly. Hannah Emmett tries to play it into the middle, into the box, taken by Owens. Owens down that red sideline. Plays it over the top to McKenna Kimball. Kimball keeps the ball. Where they're back to the goal now, to Thomas, and it's behind Thomas. Thomas cannot keep it. Taken by Powick. Good slide by Urban Knight. Now on the left side, Barker will look to go up the line. Defended well by Thomas. And a lot of hands up on the play, but Thomas finally kicks it out of bounds. Now on the left side, the throw will be for the Urban Knights. It's down the sideline, behind Owens. Taken by Clant. And Clant simply plays it right out of bounds, and that will open up the substitution for Dominican. Out comes Kelsey DiCarlo, in comes Jessica Ramirez. It'll be now Ramirez and Ripple,
two
very, very hard-nosed players. You do not want to mess with those two players. Under 30 minutes left in the game. Still 2-0. Wakita and Kimball, the ones on the board with goals. On the right side now to Powers. She's in the center circle. Plays it to the right to Milano. Now Platter. Back to Powers. To Platter. Has to play Powers backwards. She does. Powers looking to go forward. Down the line. It's a very good ball. And Clant gets it taken away by actually Golnick getting back. And it's played down the line to Kimball. Kimball lets it go off her thigh though. Powick will have to defend. She defends well. Powick's throw on the left side now. Academy of Art has worked all the way up to four shots so far in the game. That's now three already in these first 17 minutes. So Academy of Art has been kind of the aggressor so far in this second half.
Yeah, and we also have to add that we watched almost only the Dominican half right now in those last minutes, so it's really still dangerous.
Yeah, our views really have been on the Dominican defensive side of the ball all half so far. What right now are the Urban Knights doing differently that is really pushing them forward and letting them get in an attacking position?
Exactly that they are pushing forward to the goal and simply, yeah, get through it and get through the Dominican defense also. And yeah, that makes the difference, and that's what also gives them their chances.
Jessica Hinskin puts her defender on the ground, and Golnick is down the left sideline now. Has Hinskin in the box. It's over the top. Ramirez almost gets ahead on it, It will be, I believe, actually a free kick. They are calling Jessica Ramirez with the foul. Ramirez was streaking in for the cross from Golnick. Got in a very good position, but did put her hands on the back of the defender. Rempe's free kick from her own box. It squirts back behind Korsberg. Korsberg will play Herring. Herring will kick it all the way out. Defended well by Leonard, and she heads it out of bounds. Leonard and Hinskin are really going at it on this left side for Dominican. Hands on both sides of the ball. And like we said earlier in that first half, this game's starting to become a little bit more physical. Let's see if the referee can keep control.
The good thing is that the Dominican players weren't that often offsides as they were in the last games.
Very true.
That's really an advantage.
Very true. Teleski, I'm sure, worked with plenty of drills since that last game on Wednesday to work on really going after an offside trap, because an offside trap can be a very effective, but it also can provide a lot of holes in a defense and a lot of holes that provide the type of through balls that Dominican absolutely loves. Now Golnick. To Ripple. To Ramirez. And Thomas can't keep it. Ramirez off of her head. To Aronson. Now Fryer has Golnick on the left. Finally plays her. Golnick tries to get the one touch. It was a tough ball to play off of one touch, though. And she has to chase again. Leonard on that right side now. Taken by Platter. Defended by Owens now in the middle. Barker dribbling backwards. Has Platter on the right side. Good play by Urban Knights. Back into Fillingham with a bit of space in the middle. Defended well by Ripple. Platter into Barker. So far, very good passes from Urban Knights. They have a shot from Barker, but it is far over the bar. And just like that, the Urban Knights are really going after Dominican. Under 25 minutes left in the game now. Despite Urban Knights really attacking so far in this second half, they are still down 2-0. Goes behind Thomas, and on the left side, Meneses is the one charged with the foul. The free kick will be on the right side for Dominican, right at the halfway point. Five shots so far from Academy of Art. Just eight from Dominican. They have not gotten much in this second half. Ramirez cannot keep it against the defender Barker. Barker plays a good ball over the top, but it is out of bounds. On the right side now for Dominican. Stephanie Owens, it'll be her throw, and like I said earlier, Stephanie Owens is usually an attacker and playing defense in a few of the games for Dominican, playing it very admirably. She only stands at 5'6" and very, very skinny. However, she does use her body to shield off the defenders very well and will put in quite a quality tackle. Already has put in a few very impressive tackles, both sliding and putting her body into the player. Both methods proving effective for Stephanie Owens. In comes Brooke Stewart for the Urban Knights, and in comes Caitlin Baptista for Dominican off of the throw-in. Off of Golnick's knee into the middle. Now Owens. It's on the right side. Dominican can't quite keep control of it. Ramirez tries to flick it over to Hinskin, but it doesn't quite work. Now Rempe. Hansen's head to the wide open Ramirez. And Ramirez, not a very good touch of it, tries to play Golnick, but it's way behind her. Golnick has to chase to grab it, and actually does. Plays a beautiful ball to Jessica Hinskin, and Hintzkin almost gets by her defender. Hintzkin, a few hands on the play, can't believe that she was called for the foul. Actually had to make an entire circle around her falling defender to try to get the ball, but it was called a foul right on the outside of the box. Hintzkin with a very good opportunity to get her second collegiate goal of her career on that play, but unfortunately it was not meant to be.
Certainly she's really enthusiastic about this game today.
You can really see it in Hintzkin's face, can't you?
You can really see that.
Especially since she is right over next to the broadcast booth usually during her play. Her and Leonard definitely aren't necessarily making friends with each other on the field right now. Palak's throw from the left side in the attacking half for Dominican. Now Hintzkin tries to turn line. Left-footed cross. Gets through. Almost to Ramirez. Is it a goal by Golnick? They say it is. That was off of Ramirez's thigh, it seemed. Deflected off her or her defender and went to the wide-open Golnick. Jessica Hintzkin got the seemingly impossible line turn right next to the touchline. Had a beautiful left-footed cross. It hit off of Ramirez and went right to Golnick. Golnick gets on the board, and this game, all of a sudden, 3-0 in favor of Dominican.
With a lot of help of some of the Academy of Arts players, I think there was a foot involved, but no matter that, it's simply a goal for Dominican.
Exactly. No matter what, it is a goal for Dominican. And like you said, it might have been an Academy of Art foot that actually hit it right to Lauren that was trying to clear it away, but Jessica Ramirez's pressure, just like Koleski begs her team to have, was the thing that proved to be the difference. And this game is 3-0. Dominican definitely has full control right now.
And it was important to gain that control back because the first minutes in this half didn't start that good.
No, they did not. It'll be off of the Urban Knights for a corner kick. And like we said, Hintzkin and Leonard were having quite the battle defensively and offensively against each other so far in the second half. It seems like Hintzkin has taken the early advantage, though. She was the one that beat her defender line and was able to get that left-footed cross off, and it was a beauty of a cross. And like we've said, those crosses proved to be the difference so far in the game. Off the corner, it's off of Dominican head, cleared away by Urban Knights. That ball was going into the goal, but the near post player from the Urban Knights was able to kick it away. Almost a fourth goal right there for Dominican. They are attacking with a lot of pressure.
They're really eager to make this their game again.
Cleared away by Hansen out of bounds. Dominican is really just taking it to the heart of that Urban Knight defense. Taken by Platter now to the middle of the field. She has a shot from 40 yards away. It's actually a decent shot, but Herring was in the perfect position. Saved by Herring. Palak goes line. Plays it behind Hintzkin. Now Stokely with a very good touch of the ball. Flicks it behind her to Pimentel. Pimentel with the ball to her right foot. Plays it over to Ripple. Ripple has a shot. It's dribbled away to Rempe, though. Ripple got a little eager. Not one to have many shots on the day. But already, I believe she was the one with the header that got saved by the Urban Knight player on that near post from the earlier corner kick. Ripple getting into that offensive action. All of last year, Ripple played either left or center defense. And this year, she's actually been going into the midfield and even up top from time to time. And we could actually overhear her talking about Dominican's former coach as there is a substitution on the field. Carrie Fryer comes out. Kelsey DiCarlo comes in, the former coach John Delano of this women's and men's team, actually. Delano stuck with Ripple in that defensive position really her entire career. She's a senior now, and she played defense her entire career, now getting into a bit of the offensive action. And Ripple was actually talking about how John Delano would have been absolutely shocked to see her get into the offense. But Ripple a little bit eager to do it herself. It'll be Urban Knight's throw on the left side, right in the middle of the field. Goes off of Owen's head. Behind her, Hansen plays it to Herring. And Herring will have a very big clearance off of the Urban Knight's head. Taken away by DiCarlo. DiCarlo has her own clearance. Dominican has to chase their lineup now. Urban Knights look to switch the field from left to right. They stay middle through the center circle, and it proves to be not a very good decision. Stolen by DiCarlo. Taken again by Urban Knights. They play it all the way back to Rempe. Her clearance is behind DiCarlo, but Korsberg is there, as always. Now Hinskin plays it off of the, it seems, hand of Lou Fillingham, but they're calling it in favor of the Urban Knights. Hinskin a little bit too aggressive on the play. Urban Knights ball. Taken by Baptista. She tries to play it up the right sideline. It'll be chased by everyone. Rempe comes way outside her box to take it. On her left foot now, it's out of bounds. Dominican throw. Owens is throwing on the right side. It's Wakita, Kimball, and Golnick, the ones on the board with the goals for Dominican today. Kimball involved in a lot of the attacking play so far from Dominican. She was the one that set off the cross from the first goal that went off of Thomas's head and eventually Wakita's head into the goal. In that second one, Kimball was on the receiving end of the perfect pass and was able to beat the opposing goalie one-on-one for the goal. Played it right past her. And on that third goal, it turned out to be Golnick on the receiving end of the very, very good cross from Hinskin. Hinskin played that beautiful left-footed cross. It went off of Ramirez's defender and right to Golnick, who was inside that six-yard box with no goalie next to her. Platter taken away by Hinskin. Hinskin plays it over the top. It's a very good touch by Stokely. On to the left to Pimentel. Chased by Shelton. It's played out of bounds by Shelton. On the left side now, Powick's throw in the attacking half. Under 16 minutes left in the game. 3-0 is the score. Dominican really has been controlling most of this game. It's been a lot of Urban Knights offense in the second half, but Dominican the one to take the goal. Baptista tries to get the left-footed cross, gets her hips turned, and actually plays it off the Urban Knights player. It'll be out for a corner kick as Baptista gets into the box now. This will be on the left side. Powick will be the one to kick it. It's a short corner to Baptista. Baptista will have a cross of her own. It gets over. Hansen with the header over the bar. Hansen really got her neck to snap on that ball. Tried to put a ton of power into it, but a little bit too much power went over the bar. Defensive headers really are so much easier than offensive headers. I was actually talking about this with a lot of my club team teammates after our game yesterday that we traveled to Reno in. I'd like to let everybody know that Dominican is doing fairly well so far with our club team. Right now we are at 1-1-1 in the season. Traveled to Reno yesterday. But those defensive headers, really, you can just head it anywhere. You can head it as far as possible. It can go diagonal. It can go really anywhere. Whereas offensive headers, you have to get it past the very physical defenders, and you have to aim it as well. Very, very difficult, especially for someone like Hansen, who is used to doing those hard defensive headers. Now Baptista tries to play it, but Fillingham takes the ball. Baptista with a good slide, and Ripple will defend now. Now to DiCarlo, to Baptista, to DiCarlo. Good one-touch play so far from Dominican. Stokely has to chase. It gets down that left sideline, taken by Owens. DiCarlo plays it back to Korsberg. Not a very good clearance. Goes sideways. Owens has to head it. Taken by Fillingham, and finally cleared away by Owens. Now Urban Knights have the ball. Kolesky wanting her team to keep it on the floor, really just play possession. They have the skill to play possession. Why are they clearing it in the air just right away when they don't necessarily have to?
And that also gives the Academy of Arts team always a little chance for a counterattack. And that's what we don't want at this time.
It's a free kick called for Urban Knights and punched out by Herring. There is a Dominican player down on the field inside of the Dominican box. Herring punched the free kick out. She came out about to her PK spot. The referee didn't actually whistle to stop the play while Catherine Ripple was down. She looks to shake it off. And there is quite the grimace on her face, but she's staying in the game. Catherine Ripple, quite the hard-nosed defender herself. Down the line for the Urban Knights, it'll be Dominican throw. And substitution on the play now.
Samantha Owens, number 23.
Kayla Wakita coming in for Jessica Hinskin. Catherine Ripple coming out for now Sam Owens, Stephanie Owens' twin sister. Sam Owens getting her first home action of the season. It's on the right side for Urban Knights, defended by DiCarlo. Taken by Powers. Plays to Sutter. Into the middle. Can Owens get there? She can. But the clearance is right off of Milano. Milano will chase right against Hansen. Hansen will clear it out right away. Stokely has to chase. Can Stokely take the ball? She can. But now it's taken by Milano again. DiCarlo. To Akita. And Urbanite's ball. Korsberg with a huge tackle. Looks like Lou Fillingham really took a beating on that tackle. Still down, slow to get up, but she finally does. It's a very good early cross into the middle by Leonard, but cleared away. Now Wakita's ball. Wakita plays Stokely, right to her feet. Now to Owens' feet. That's Sam Owens. Plays a very good ball to Stokely. Now on the right side. Stokely looking for it. Has Wakita in the box. Has the cross, and it's behind Wakita. Nobody was there to try to get the trailer position. It goes all the way out of bounds on the other side of the field now for the Urban Knights throw on the right side. Defended well by Powick. Taken by Julie Clant. Now taken by Powick. Powick gets shoved over by Platter, and there will be a foul. After Powick had a very good tackle on Clant, looked to keep the ball, but the bigger Platter tried to get her body in the way, unfortunately did extend the arm a lot on the play. It'll be a free kick from about 35 yards away. It's a quick free kick down the line to Pauk. Pauk will have the left-footed cross, a very good one, and the keeper punches it out. It's still at the top of the box, though. Pimentel has a shot. It is just wide, but the referee says there was a deflection. There was a lot of spin on the ball. It'll be a corner kick instead. Powick's corner kick from the left side. Kolesky actually joking a bit with her assistant coach. You really don't see a whole lot of that. Her and assistant Clifton Bush, the keeper coach for Dominican, having a bit of laughs. And you know what? Sometimes you can do that when you're up 3-0 with 9 minutes left. Dominican really hasn't had that opportunity yet this season, especially last game against Academy of Art. It was as close and as nail-biting as possible. Ended up in that 3-2 overtime victory that we keep talking about.
And I think it's also very important for them to, to score that victory against their immediate opposing team in the standings right now. That's really good for your
It very, very much so is. Like Julia is saying, Dominican stands at 1-2-1 in conference, and so does Academy of Arts. So Dominican will move up the standings right now. Right above them is Hawaii Hilo, who they will actually go to play very, very soon. I believe they leave on Friday to go all the way to Hawaii. And yeah, they do leave on Friday to go all the way to Hawaii to play teams like BYU Hawaii, Chaminade, Hawaii Pacific, and University of Hawaii Hilo. All games played on multiple islands, actually, of Hawaii. Always a fun trip for these Dominican athletics teams to go to Hawaii and play those conference foes. It'll be about a two-week trip for both the men's and women's team to go down there to play those four games. Substitution on the field for Urban Knights. Platter coming out while Beth Barker comes back in. And Stephanie Owens now coming out. Lauren Golnick going into the game. And it seems as though Lauren Golnick is actually going to be playing right defense. Believe this is her first time playing defense in her college career. But like we said earlier, Stephanie Owens, she's usually an attacker. She's playing defense. Stephanie Palak even could be called an attacker. She's playing defense right now. It's that attacking mindset, that very, very aggressive mindset that serves them correctly at the defensive position. On the right now for the Urban Knights. Taken by Sam Owens. Owens tries to play it into Wakita, but it's not enough. It's to the Urban Knights, to Barker, defended by Powick. Defended well by Powick. It's on the right side now to Leonard, and she can't keep control of it. It's over the top of her foot. It will be a Powick throw on the left side now. 6 minutes left in this game, still 3-2-0. Dominican has had most of the control in these last 5 minutes. But before that, it was all Urban Knights all the time, and they could change it at any moment. The ball gets over Powick. It's to Beth Barker. Barker has a cross. It's off of Powick. Getting back, though. Good job by her, and it will be a corner kick for the Urban Knights. Even though it got over the top of Powick, she was able to use her speed to get back in time to block that Barker cross. Again, just over 5 minutes left in the game. The cross is in. It's over Korsberg. Herring has to get it. Headed by the Urban Knights. And cleared away by Ripple, but it looks like she cleared it right off of Hansen's back. And it will be another corner kick. Corner kick, very, very dangerous. Herring not able to come out in time to punch the ball out. She'll have to do a bit better. Marley Sutter standing right in front of Herring right now. Herring pushes her away. It's to the near post. Now to the middle. Sutter with the shot. It's to the near post. Golnick is right there. And Golnick stops it and clears it away. Urban Knights ball, though, still. And they mess up. It's out of bounds. Brooke Stewart couldn't keep control of the clearance. And it'll be out of bounds. Golnick throw in from the right side. I can't remember the last time I've seen Lauren Golnick throw the ball in. Golnick will have another throw now. She throws it down the line. Fairly good throw over Wakita. It'll be another throw-in for Lauren Golnick now at about midfield, just working their way up the line, really just wasting this time. Just over 4 minutes left, and tick, 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 that time is going, and time really is Dominican's best friend right now. Substitution for the Urban Knights. Michaela Martig coming into the game for Brooke Stewart. Martig hailing from Roseville, California. Also the hometown of Kelsey DiCarlo. Urban Knights throw on the left side. DiCarlo gets a big head over her defender. Very good job of jumping up and getting that ball. Baptista going hard against the double team, and she keeps the ball. Tries to put the left footed down the line over the top ball to Stokely, and Rempe will have to come outside of her box, actually, to get it. Pallet goes right around her attacker and takes the ball. It's taken by Leonard, though. Now Shelton. Over to the left to Aronzen. Aronzen over to Sutter. Almost taken by Golnick. Defended well by DiCarlo. Clant plays it into the middle. Gets a good ball to Fillingham. They still haven't crossed the halfway mark. They finally do. And they look to attack now. Pawlik steps right in front of Barker. Barker just cannot quite adapt to Stephanie Pawlik's defensive style. Now DiCarlo and Wakita double teaming on Leonard on the right side. Leonard going forward. Stokely has to chase back. Leonard has a bit of space in the middle. On her right foot, Korsberg takes it, falls down on the play. Now Baptista, now Pawlik. And Pawlik shakes her defender off. Defender tried to go with a big tackle, and the defender was actually the one to fall down instead of Pawlik. Leonard, Stokely clears it away, has to chase. 2 minutes left.
A lot of action in these last 2 minutes. You really see that Academy of Arts wants to score one goal for them.
Hey, at least one. Sam Owens, very good cross into the middle. Rempe misjudges it, has to kick it out instead of playing with her hands. And it gets all the way to the Urban Knights. Now Pawlik can keep possession. Pawlik, not a very good ball. Look to put that in the air to Sam Owens instead of the ground. It's Barker's ball on the right side now. She gets across the halfway mark. In the middle. Hansen has to defend against Milano. Good defense. And finally, there is a call. Long whistle. Milano and Hansen had hands on each other. And with a minute and a half left, Hansen is dealt a yellow card. That is the first yellow card of the entire day. Took 88 and a half minutes for it to happen. That is maybe a record for this Dominican team. Both men's and women's teams are both very welcome to the yellow card.
I really suspected there to be a lot more of aggression in this very close game, but it didn't, actually.
The free kick will be from about 30 yards off of the goal, just on the right side. Pimentel and Wakita, the ones in the wall. Nobody forward for Dominican, but they are up 3-0. Fillingham with the kick. It's over the top, high over the bar. Herring doesn't have to worry too much. Can't even take her time to get that ball because, again, the Dominican Penguins are up 3-0 right now. The most comfortable lead they've had yet this season.
And they scored 14 shots. We also have to add that.
14 shots.
1 minute remaining.
Very impressive day from the Penguins. Off of Fillingham head. Now, Sutter tries to play it into Milano. And cleared away by Golnick. Golnick getting some time on that right back position. An interesting decision from Kolesky, but Golnick, such a good player overall, really is no worry to her. She loves to score those goals, but Kolesky telling her she already got her goal on the day. It's time for others like Stokely, Sam Owens, Pimentel. They need to get their first goal. Pimentel has actually scored in her past college career, but hasn't yet this year.
10 seconds seven,
left in
six,
the game now.
Five,
it's a throw in
four,
for Pawlik on the left
three,
side, but she
two,
won't even
one.
Bother throwing it in because this game ends. Final score of 3-0. And these Penguins are very, very excited about their play. They played a full 90 minutes just like Tara Kolesky begged of them, and they proved her right 3-0 over the Urban Knights. Julia, what did you like from these Penguins?
It simply was an impressive play, I think, especially when you suspect when you expect the game to be much more closer because it's simply, a hard opposing team. But, I think they did good defensive work today, and that is what proved them right in the end because they simply also got to finish their chances. And this third goal was really the most important one, I think, because it brought them back into the game.
It really just put the game out of reach. It kind of demoralized the Urban Knights, you could say, made sure that they knew they weren't getting back into this game. And Dominican isn't necessarily a 3-0 better team than these Urban Knights from Academy of Art, but they played like it today. The pressure was on from all 11 players on the field at once from Dominican. Just an excellent play overall defensively. Korsberg and Hansen had good games as usual, while Powick had a fantastic game, and Owens on the right side definitely did her part. In the middle, DiCarlo had one of her better games, in my opinion, on the season. She actually played most of the game, more minutes than usual. And up top, it was the answer for Dominican. Kayla Wakita got the first goal by being aggressive, getting to the ball before Rempe. And on that second goal, Kimball used her speed to get by the defender. The third goal, Hinskin got by her defender, put in the cross. Golnick was able to finish, and they really did do an excellent job of just finishing their chances. They had 14 shots, but that doesn't necessarily mean anything in soccer. You can have 14 shots, but they can all be from 40 yards away and be 20 yards over the goal. This time, it was different, though. Dominican takes this game 3-0. They finish when they need to, and they finish like they have to. We will be back for the men's broadcast in 30 minutes. Julia, that was quite the game, wasn't it?
It was, and I hope the boys can keep up to that.
Absolutely. They will look to avenge their 3-1 loss to Academy of Art last week. With this game at home today at Kennelly Field for Julia, I am Jordan Smith on the DU Soccer Broadcast. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu.